back. Did you miss me? Of course you did. Hello, my friends. Welcome to 2022 and episode number 464 of this here electronic engineering podcast called Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com and written, produced, and hosted by yours truly, Amelia Dalton. This week, my friends, I have matter on my mind, and not just any kind of matter. Oh, no. This week, we're talking about the Matter Open Standard that promises to transform the future of IoT connectivity. And folks, I have not one but two guests this week to talk all about Matter, Infineon's wireless portfolio that supports Matter, and a whole lot more. So first, Roman Baker, VP of Software Development at Infineon, joins me to set the stage. Roman and I chat about the development of this open standard, why Matter is so important to the future of IoT, and how you can get started using Matter for your next design.
Hi, Roman. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now we're talking about the Matter standard today. So for my audience who may not know, Roman, tell me about the Matter standard and why it's important for the adoption of smart home devices.
Okay, so the Matter standard, it's a new standard that's being brought up by the Connectivity Standard Alliance, which used to be the Zigbee Alliance. And what they're trying to go solve is a big problem with home automation and IoT in general, is that they're trying to solve having a single unifying standard that encompasses lots of different devices and lots of different ecosystems. So the consumers have choices in what it is they can go by. For instance, right, we recently actually moved into a new house, and this house has some devices already deployed in it. And today, if I want to bring new devices in, they really have to be part of that ecosystem. You're kind of locked into one ecosystem or another today, and that limits choice and it limits growth. What Matter wants to do is make an open standard so that I can bring in a camera and it's going to work with the door lock that I already have. And it's going to work with a door sensor or any number of door sensors that I can go by. There's been other things like this in the past, but the big difference with Matter is that it has broad acceptance and even broad participation by a lot of the key ecosystem providers like Apple, Google, Amazon, and Comcast. So having those big guys also behind it really gives it a lot of clout where some of the other things in the past didn't have that.
That makes sense. Now, Infineon has an announcement around this standard as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So earlier this month, right, Infineon announced their support for Matter in a number of different ways. First of all, we are part of the Connectivity Standard Alliance, and we have been very active in the Matter specification and support development. Another interesting thing about Matter, it's based on an open source implementation, which is very different than some of the other standards that are out there, but it's going to help with compatibility at the end of the day. So Infineon's been working to get support for its platforms in that open source implementation, as well as working to add capabilities to that open source implementation, because we're all in it together in this consortium of companies. We're all very interested in making sure that this succeeds. So our announcement talked about our support for Matter in general, as well as our upcoming support for Matter and Matter devices in our suite of tools called Modus Toolbox. Modus Toolbox is, again, Infineon's tools that are used for both our AirRock connectivity solutions and our PSoC compute solutions. And we will have support in Matter in time for the Matter 1.0 launch, so that you'll be able to go not only implement all the core functionality of Matter, so that you'll have a device that's interoperable with Matter and the other Matter devices in the ecosystem, but then be able to use our world-class tools like configurators and whatnot to add additional functionalities. So of course, the device manufacturers can go create compelling differentiated solutions within the Matter ecosystem.
So Roman, why do you think this announcement is important to the IoT community as a whole?
So like I said before, Matter is important because it's going to go provide a lot of choice to customers. The lack of choice and the confusion in choice has been limiting growth. So Matter in general is important because of that. Our particular announcement is important because Infineon is a leader in IoT. We have the largest market share of Wi-Fi devices out there, and we have invested a lot in low power compute platforms. Many of these devices are battery operated as well. So the combination of our low power compute and our world-class connectivity will allow for customers to not only make new compelling Matter-based solutions, but a number of the platforms that are out there in the market today, they will be able to use Modus Toolbox to go create updated firmwares to update devices that are already out there in the field as well.
So, Roman, do you think there's anything else that my listeners should know about this new development?
Yeah. One thing that's really going to go help this along as well is that it's very likely that a lot of your listeners have devices in their home today that will be updated via updates to go support Matter. There's a lot of smart speakers or other home media devices today that have the horsepower and are supported by some of those ecosystem partners I mentioned earlier. And those devices will be updated so that they will support Matter. So unlike some other previous attempts where people needed to go out and buy new devices or new bridges or things like that, the fact that a lot of customers have these stuff in their house today and the fact that platforms such as those based on Infineon will be able to be updated in the field, it's really going to give a big head start to Matter. And obviously, having devices out there, having bridges out there will make it easier for customers on day one to be able to go take advantage of this exciting opportunity.
Fantastic. All right, Roman, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I know that you've been playing some pickleball during these COVID times. So tell me, Roman, what are the rules of pickleball and how did you get started playing?
Okay. And it's funny. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of pickleball. So how did I get started playing? It's interesting, right? I'd heard about it a while ago, but it's not something that I ever really picked up. I've been a tennis player my whole life and I was kind of just doing that. But again, over COVID, I started to hear a lot more about it, right? I started to hear friends talk about it and things like that. And I know a lot of people picked it up because they used to be racquetball players and they weren't able to go play racquetball because all the courts were closed. So they went and picked it up. My wife and I have been playing this a lot lately. I've been registering a lot of tournaments. It's really fun. The rules, it's kind of, people talk about it as a cross between tennis, badminton, and ping pong. And you play on a badminton sized court, and it's kind of like tennis in that you're hitting it over the net and trying to score some points against the other people. But the ball is not like a tennis ball. It looks a lot like a wiffle ball, right? That baseball players practice with. And the paddles are hard paddles like ping pong. But you generally play doubles. There are singles, but doubles is much more popular. And you're out there, you're basically trying to score points against the other people. It's a much smaller court, so you don't have to run as much. It's really a lot of fun.
It sounds like fun. I might have to check it out. Well, <You should. laughs> Roman, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Great. Thank you very much. It's great being on.
Next up, please welcome Sonal Chandrasekaran, Vice President of Bluetooth Products in Infineon's IoT Compute and Wireless Business Line, who is taking this Matter discussion to the next level. Sonal and I chat about Infineon's recent expansion of their wireless portfolio, which includes Bluetooth LE and 802.15.4 low-power SoCs to support Matter, and what Infineon's roadmap for the future looks like when it comes to this new open standard.
Hi, Sonal. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Amelia. Really good to be a part of your show. Looking forward to this discussion.
Excellent. Me too. Okay, so we're talking about a new wireless protocol to support Matter with multi-protocol solutions, including Bluetooth LE and 802.15.4 low-power SoCs for smart homes. So first, Sonal, what does this new Bluetooth LE and 802.15.4 low-power SoC mean to the overall IoT smart home community?
Okay, that's a really good question, Amelia. When Infineon acquired Cypress, one of the key guiding factors for the acquisition was to connect the real world to the digital world. And I think smart homes are a perfect example of this ecosystem where Infineon describes connecting the real world to the digital world. And we've all experienced this in our real lives, right? During the pandemic, we all experienced our homes converting into much more than homes. They got converted into remote offices, grocery delivery points. They became the centers of virtual visits with our doctors, families, much more. And we saw a variety of products make their way into our connected homes, whether they were used for the control of lighting, heating, thermostats, or even the voice control front ends with Alexa and Siri and so on. So we've really seen the enormous potential that the smart home market has. And I do think it's at the point where the market is going to explode. But in the previous years, the markets really did not take off as much as we had expected. And this was just primarily because there were a variety of protocol and proprietary solutions in the market that allowed a variety of different protocols and application layers. This led to frustration both within the development community and the consumer community. And really, none of these devices were interoperable with each other. So, you know, we couldn't control our smart lights, for example, through Alexa. What is changing now, Amelia, and that is really very key for the smart home space, is that Matter, or what began as Project Chip, or Connected Home over IP, in December of 2019 by companies like Amazon, Apple, and Google, is all driving towards a very unified goal of creating an application layer standard that is going to be used for all connected things at home. And that is really the key of where our current solution of the Bluetooth LE and N802.15.4 SoC becomes really imminent. This is because Matter uses 802.15.4, Wi-Fi, and Ethernet for transport layers, and Bluetooth low energy for commissioning. All Matter devices require Bluetooth LE to be working concurrently with 802.15.4 to enable adding new devices to a network. And that's where Infineon's new Bluetooth LE and 802.15.4 low-power SoC is a perfect solution. It's a combination of the complementary BLE solution along with 802.15.4 in really a thread format, provides smart home products with the seamless interoperability and ability to add and commission more new devices into your network. And these devices will be fully interoperable within each other. So this is really a turning point for our smart home community, and we are glad to be providing a solution that is going to be part of this very strong movement of connecting smart home devices together in a unified network.
So Sunal, you touched upon this a bit, but what do you think are the key benefits of this new product offering?
The most important benefit is the multi-protocol solution, the ability to put BLE and 15.4 together in the Matter network, because both of these solutions will be required for transport and for commissioning of the devices. While doing this basic function, we are able to provide a really low power consumption for long battery life, as would be expected for most of these devices within the smart home network. We also provide superior RF performance for robust connections. That is the cornerstone of Infineon connectivity. So that's a really key benefit that we bring up. And really, to get down into the weeds, this device comes with a Cortex M4 running at 96 megahertz that provides enough MIPS to be running the entire application, and a fairly large memory footprint to provide generous application space for our developers. So the ability to bring in compute along with the connectivity in a single chip solution is the key benefit that we provide. And giving this integrated solutions into the hands of our customers allows them to improve their time to market with fully integrated, fully certified solutions. We also provide this not only in a chip format, but also module solutions to provide them with a fully certified solution that gives them fast time to market as well.
So Sunal, what other Infineon connectivity products are being planned to support Matter?
Yeah, Infineon is totally committed to the Matter space, and we have now been elected on the board of directors of the Matter community with our Skip Ashton joining the Matter board as well. And we are going to be supporting Matter with a wide variety of compute and connectivity products, including our flagship programmable SoC or PSoC Wi-Fi products and our multi-protocol solutions like the one that we are introducing right now. And frankly, this one is very special because this is the first product that introduces 802.15.4 in our portfolio and therefore really special as well. It marks our entry into the space and shows our commitment to Matter.
Excellent. Okay, Sunil, I think it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, it is rather late where you are when we're talking, but let's think about food for a second. So, Sunil, if you could have one meal right now, it doesn't matter if it's on the other side of the planet, you need a passport to get there, what would you have?
Well, lucky for me that I am on the other side of the planet. I'm in India right now, and it's almost midnight here. And you know, as much as unhealthy as it would be, a midnight fried snack would be the right thing to have. And I'm in India, so I'd love to eat a samosa at this time, although that'll be really, really bad for my health. But I am in a food paradise right now.
You certainly are. And a samosa sounds absolutely wonderful right now. Well, Sunil, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Amelia. It was really fun talking to you as well.
Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EE Journal TFM. And don't forget, if you want to follow my personal Twitter account, check out Amelia D. 1978. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, sure, I dig it. You can follow me or us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/EEJournal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series hosted by me. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can subscribe to this here podcast through Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. And remember, if you'd like to further support this podcast, please leave me a review on that podcasting platform of your choice. It really does help. Also, if you'd like any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology or heck you just want to chat, shoot me a line at Amelia, that's A-M-E-L-I-A, at eejournal.com, or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of January 7th, 2022, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.